It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
FM 104's Select Irish with Louise Tighe.
FM 104's Select Irish, and here after the release of their EP, Through Thick and Thin, is Sights. Hello.
Hey.
Thank you. Thank you so much for chatting to me. So tell me about this new EP.
So Through Thick and Thin is the first half of a story that we're telling. We kind of made these songs last year whilst we were on and off the road. We were touring a lot. We were very lucky to be playing some cool festivals, and we really tried to bring that energy into this body of work. But there are definitely still really intimate and sentimental moments, and some quite, we're telling our own stories, but things that we've seen our family go through, our friends go through, and then we've heard from people in our community going through similar things. So there's it touches on growth, grief, watching your parents, your close family change, and your relationships change as you grow and starting to step into who you are as a person. There's a bit of everything in there.
And fundamentally, actually, the title Through Thick and Thin kind of came from that. It kind of was kind of throwing reference to, I suppose, the relationship that you have with yourself, but also the relationship you have with the people that are closest to you as well. So it kind of touches on different elements of those relationships.
It's like sticking by people.
Exactly. And how you change and they change, and you get new perspective as things inevitably do change. Maybe if you leave home or you move away from home, or if you lose some family members, whatever that might be for anyone specifically, we are telling our own story, but it's definitely open to perception, which we love to do in our songwriting. So we've been able to be lucky enough to hear people send us their own stories, and that's really the icing on the cake for us when you know your music can resonate like that with someone.
Absolutely. So it's a 5-track EP. Is it quite difficult to reach into those emotions sometimes for these songs?
Yeah, it can be, and some songs probably even more than others. Like there's two songs in the EP that really kind of jump out from that side of things. There's a song called Miss You, which is about, you know, losing someone and kind of the process of grieving that. And then there's also a song called Fragile, which was actually, it was a hard one for us to record. We both found it quite hard when we were tracking to actually sing those lyrics. Just they hit home, and they just touch on how kind of, you know, how important it is to be in the moment with the people that you care about, with friends and family, and how sometimes things can be quite fast paced and you can be focused on the future or distracted. And, you know, all through that time, you know, things are passing. Life is now, like, it's what's happening now, and just kind of touches on that. And
that's
and
really the theme that we wanted people to leave, to leave the body of work once they've listened, feeling like they have a weight off their shoulders and they can just go into their day and be present, because sometimes you forget that.
Yeah,
you absolutely do. You kind of get bogged down, as you were saying, in whatever you happen to be trying to achieve or do. And you kind of forget that, as they say, it's all about the little things. It's all about those simple everyday moments as well that we kind of sometimes forget about.
Exactly. Yeah, absolutely. It's a good way of putting it.
This whole EP, you produced it all yourselves. Is that quite a nice way to have control over how it's happening and what you put out?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, from the production side of things, and because we play a bunch of different instruments as well, it can be really good when you have a vision for a song, you can kind of play in the instruments and you can bring that vision to life without having to try and explain it sometimes to somebody else, and you're trying to find the right words. So that, from that side of things, it can be really, really great. And there was also some tracks that we love kind of collaborating as well, and we collaborated on production with a few people on the EP as well, which was you know, really, really nice process. And
it
it's
changes
always
things up sometimes. Sometimes you just want to know what if, and in, in some ways it's nice to know if, even if it just leads you back to your own idea. It's good to test the water and try new things. So we try that sometimes, and sometimes ultimately we just love to execute it on our own. So it's nice to have the option.
Yeah,
absolutely. Because
sure.
You never know what someone else might come up with. As you say, you might like it, you might not, but sure, at least there's the option is there, which is nice.
Yeah, absolutely.
100%, yeah.
You released your last EP, Somewhere Between Lost and Found, in 2023. How did this come from that? So what was the process from when you finished that up to kind of starting the new one?
Yeah, so Somewhere Between Lost and Found was a minute in the making, because we kind of started making those songs, you know, throughout lockdown, and we took quite a while. We sat with those songs for a minute through that whole period. So it was, you know, really, really nice to finally have those songs out there, and, you know, yeah, just for them to finally be out. And then
I think by the time they came out, we had very much already been in writing so many other songs. So it was almost kind of like an exciting time to just jump back into the studio. And
yeah, and when we were kind of writing the songs for Through Thick and Thin, we were on tour a lot and we were playing live a lot. So I think that certainly always influences the studio process as well. We find when we're playing live and we get inspiration and we get ideas, and we often joke about, you know, the kind of main riff and main line in 6 a.m. to Paris. That was something that we would play in sound checks a lot when we were on tour. And we actually kept saying to each other, gosh, like as soon as we get off the road, we're going to go into the studio and actually, you know, finish and make this song. So I think that certainly kind of influenced influenced our songwriting process and the making of this current EP.
100%. You can totally hear it. Like, you can hear the energy from stage and the end result, I think, sometimes.
Yeah.
It just kind of reignites that flame inside you when you've been out and sharing it with other people, I suppose.
100%.
Absolutely, yeah.
Does it happen that when you release music, you kind of, that's it now? That's now somebody else's music?
Oh, I love that question. We will always, I suppose, we and in some ways, actually, to be blunt, I suppose, yes, at that moment you get to give it to the listener and it's kind of for them. Mm-hmm. And we have our own experience and memories and sort of like sentiment toward it of the process of bringing it to life. But the best thing is to perform it and share that with that connection with someone it's so hard to put into words. It's so special and it really makes being an artist. It's kind of like why you do it, isn't it?
Yeah, it's actually a funny process, I suppose, like releasing music and, you know, something that starts with just you and your guitar or you and your piano, you know, and you're just kind of writing something so raw. And we always try and kind of, you know, not shy away from saying, like, being pretty real in our lyrics and raw in our lyrics and saying the kind of difficult or the vulnerable thing, you know, because we just want to be real. Do you know what I mean? Our songs, that's the only way we can really write. So when the songs finally are out there, there is certainly a moment of, it does feel a little bit scary sometimes, you know, when you're putting out something, especially if it's something that you've really kind of poured yourself into lyrically. And then, as Tony was saying, when you do get in the room and someone has identified with those lyrics or kind of has been through the same thing, to share that moment live, that for us is really, you know, what it's all about.
It's been unbelievable. And tattoos, like, we've been getting a lot of people, which we're so blessed to acknowledge, like sending us, they've had the lyrics tattooed on them.
Oh, wow.
For some songs. And that just means, that is truly the most unbelievable feeling. It's hard to explain. And then you realize, like, that these songs are, they matter, and like, and it kind of validates your own experience because we're putting a lot of our own stories in them as well. So
it's about connection, really, yeah, at the end of the day. And if it can make anyone, you know, feel less alone, that's what it's all about for us.
Totally.
So the brand new EP, Through Thick and Thin, is out now. People need to check it out. What are you up to now that people need to keep an eye on?
Oh, good question. We actually just got back from the US. We're finishing something really cool right now. And we might have some new versions of the songs from Through Thick and Thin coming out.
Some live announcements as well. So there's going to be, yeah, a lot of stuff coming, and a lot of music, more music coming later in the year as well. So, yes. Yeah, we're very excited, but definitely keep an eye on our socials.
Where's the best place to find you?
Instagram, TikTok, Twitter.
All of the above.
All of the above. We're on all of them. Some might say we're on it too much. But love to keep in touch with everyone. And so drop us a message or follow us there. We're always there to say hi.
Excellent. Slides, thank you so much for chatting to me.
Oh, thanks so much for having us.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.